For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jonathan Strickland, host of the podcast Tech Stuff. I sat down with Sudhin Shahani of Surf Air Mobility, which recently went public. We talked about flying in electric planes and regional air mobility. The future of travel doesn't have to include crowded airports, cramped seats, or long road trips. It can be as simple as using an app to book a short-range flight on an electric plane. Learn more on Tech Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings can be stressful. Checking emails before you're out of bed and, ugh, you forgot to steam your clothes. Is there enough time for breakfast? But hey, at least last night you planned ahead and booked an Uber Reserve ride to the office. Schedule a ride up to 90 days in advance. Plus, drivers will wait up to 15 minutes after the planned pickup time. Let Uber Reserve make your mornings a little easier. Uber Reserve. Get your ride right. See app for details.
This content brought to you by Delimex.
Just one bite of a crunchy Delimex taquito, and the taste takes me away to Mexico's delicious street food scene. Beef taquitos, chicken taquitos, made with corn or flour tortillas, that irresistible blend of flavorful spices. And I hear cheering, and I realize I'm at home with the family watching the ballgame, which is also pretty awesome.
Quality ingredients are what make Delimex America's number one taquito. Viva delicious Mexican. Viva Delimex. Learn more at Delimex.com. Claim based on IRI sales data of the last 52 weeks.
Tuesdays live on ABC and Disney Plus.
Dancing with the Stars is back.
With hosts Alfonso Ribeiro and Julianne Hough.
And we are so excited to host the new season. Dance!
And new stars.
Tyson Beckford.
Allison Hannigan.
Ariana Maddox.
Adrian Peterson.
Xochi Gomez.
Matt Walsh.
Lele Pons.
Mauricio Yermansky.
Jason Mraz.
Charity Lawson.
Harry Jowsey.
Barry Williams.
Mira Sorvino.
And Jamie Lynn Spears.
Dancing with the Stars. Tuesdays on ABC and Disney Plus. Next day on Hulu.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to listen to the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Joe Garman always knew he wanted to go into ministry, but on his own terms. In his words, God had other ideas. He first tried his hand at churches, but they thought he looked too young. So he started a youth revival ministry and through twists and turns ended up in South Korea doing mission work with his wife Linda. Then he was asked to come speak to some incarcerated Americans there. Let's get into the story.
Well, one day I was in the mission house, minding my own business, I might say, and there was a knock on the door, and it was a military chaplain, and he had just been to that prison in Taejon, which was a huge prison, and he told me that where he was stationed, it was just too far to have to come to visit that prison on a regular basis. The roads were not all that good. So he asked me, he said, this Wednesday I have scheduled a 45-minute a teaching session with the prisoners. Would you fill in for me? I said yes, but in my heart I said no. I did not want to, you know, I had 13 churches to oversee and a Bible college and all these youth ministries. What was I going to do going into a prison? I didn't want to get tied down in a prison work. So I told him yes, but as soon as I shut the front door, I leaned against the door and I said to Linda, I will go one time and that's it. And Linda has always been more spiritual than me. And she said, "Joe, why don't you go? You just might like it." And I said, "I will not like it." And I mean, I went with the wrong attitude, with the wrong heart. And I spent 45 minutes with those guys, and not 46, I spent 45, just like I promised I would. And I was on my way out. And the Korean chaplain, he caught me just before I was going through the last door of the prison. And he said, "Oh, it was so wonderful to have you here. Would you please come back and speak to my Korean prisoners?" Well, I've always had a problem in my life, and that is that I just can't say no to anybody for anything. I might not do it again, but I can't say no the first time, you know. I've got to say yes. So, once again, with the wrong attitude, I said yes. And when I went back to that prison, he met me at the front door. We went all the way from one end of the prison to the other. It was a long prison. And when we got to the end, there was the gymnasium. And inside this gymnasium were about, I would guesstimate there was about 400 men. I mean, there was not room for anything but just those men. They were sitting cross-legged on the ground, on the floor. And we were so tight in that little gymnasium that I couldn't even move to the right or to the left. My interpreter stood beside me, and I preached like a dying man to dying men, you know? I mean, when I saw the hunger that was in their eyes and the opportunity I had here, well, the Spirit moved upon me, I can say that. And I just preached my heart out to those guys. And when I was finished, you know, at the Billy Graham Crusades, they say, "Come forward." Well, there's no way anybody could come forward in that crowded condition. So I said to my interpreter, I said, "Mr. Kim, if they want to make a decision for Christ, if they want to completely commit themselves to the Lord, have them to stand up." And the whole room stood like one body. I mean, not just a few here and a few there, the whole room, just the ground moved. And I turned to Mr. Kim and I said, "They must not have understood. Have them all sit down again." That's the kind of faith I had, you know. They must have misunderstood. So they all sat down again. And I said, "Now, I'm not going to speak any English. I want you just in Korean to speak to them and tell them just exactly what I've said." So he preached for a few minutes, and then he turned to them and he said, "Okay, I finished." And I said, "Did you tell them everything?" I said, "Yes, I did." And I said, "Okay, now you tell them, only those who want to make a commitment to Christ and become Christians and leave all other religions behind, please stand." And the whole room stood like one body. I mean, that's the day that I saw where I needed to be right there. I went home that day and I told Linda, "We're going to go full time into prison ministry."
And you've been listening to Joe Garman tell one heck of a story about his experience inside a South Korean prison. He was asked to substitute Bible teach there by a friend and didn't really want to do it. "Why don't you go? You just might like it," his wife said. He went, though, that first time with a wrong heart. Second time he went, still with a wrong heart. But, well, as life can do to us all, he saw something that changed his heart. All those men crammed into a gymnasium. And as he put it, "I preached like a dying man to dying men. I preached my heart out to those guys. When we come back, more of Joe Garman's story here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
On Heart of the Game, we're talking with some of the most successful families in sports to learn what's really making them tick, from staying healthy to fostering strong family bonds. We'll hear from athletes such as Kurt Warner on what lessons are being passed down to a new generation of athletes.
There is a level when we play that we feel we're invincible. You feel like it's not going to happen to you. But then anytime it does, whether it's you suffering an injury or teammates suffering a traumatic injury, that's what stops you in your tracks. And it makes you go, okay, we're not invincible. And it becomes more personal. It's a part of the process to have to work through those things, you know, and understand the risks that go into it and understand the rewards or the love for the sport.
Listen to Heart of the Game every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, check out this news from Boost Infinite. You can now get the latest iPhone every year and unlimited wireless for just $60 a month. This includes the new iPhone 15 Pro. Now, just think about that. You get the latest iPhone, not just this year, every year. The Earth goes round the sun, you get the latest iPhone and unlimited wireless from Boost Infinite and free candy. No, no free candy. But you know those people who always have the latest tech gizmo before everyone else? Now you could be one of those people without even trying. And when people ask you, is that the latest iPhone? You could just be all cool about it and say, oh, yeah, I mean, I get the latest one every year. You know, that's just how I roll. That can be you with Boost Infinite. Infinitely better. To learn more, visit BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com.
Terms apply. After 30 gigabytes, service may be slowed. Receive a comparable iPhone model each year with an acceptable trade-in every year. Requires credit qualification and 36-month phone financing agreement.
I'm Jonathan Strickland, host of the podcast Tech Stuff. I sat down with Sudhin Shahani of Surf Air Mobility, which recently went public. We talked about flying in electric planes and regional air mobility. The future of travel doesn't have to include crowded airports, cramped seats, or long road trips. It can be as simple as using an app to book a short-range flight on an electric plane. Learn more on Tech Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by Ubisoft's famous video game series Assassin's Creed and its new game Assassin's Creed Mirage, Echoes of History Baghdad Soundwalks explores the streets of Baghdad during the golden age of the Abbasid Caliphate. Hosts Professor Ali Alomi of the Head on History podcast and Dina Hassani will take you on a walk across the streets of 9th century Baghdad and dive into the lives of 10 historical characters featured in Assassin's Creed Mirage. New episodes weekly. Listen to Echoes of History Baghdad Soundwalks on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare neuromuscular condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenx, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share powerful perspectives from people living with the debilitating muscle weakness and fatigue caused by this rare disorder. Each episode will uncover the reality of life with myasthenia gravis, from early signs and symptoms to obtaining an accurate diagnosis and finding care. Every person with MG has a story to tell. And by featuring these real-life experiences, this podcast hopes to inspire the MG community, educate others about this rare condition, and let those living with it know that they are not alone. Listen to Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we continue with Our American Stories and Joe Garman's story. When we last left off, Joe had decided to go into prison ministry full-time, something he initially didn't want to do. But after an astounding moment witnessing what he witnessed in a South Korean prison, well, those prisoners changed his heart. Those prisoners changed his life. Let's return to the story. Here again is Joe Garman.
Korea is not hard to get around in. It's only the same size as our state of Indiana. So you can get on the train in one corner of Korea and by the afternoon be in the other corner of Korea. And then you can come back the same night, you know. So, I mean, we traveled all over South Korea. Every little prison, every little reformatory, we went to. Well, after a year of that, I received a letter from Cecil Todd. Do you remember Cecil Todd of Revival Fires? See, this was before Chuck Colson came along. He said, we don't have a prison ministry. Why don't you come here to America and do here what you did in Korea? So we came back here to America. Well, how are you going to do this? I went to several Red Cross Salvation Armies and asked them, how do you do your prison ministry nationwide? Well, the Salvation Army doesn't have a nationwide prison ministry. They have certain towns and cities where they have a prison ministry. But as far as an organized prison ministry, they don't have it, or they didn't in that day. And I went to this person and that person, nobody could help me. So I just bought a one-way plane ticket to Washington, D.C. Can you imagine that? I mean, I did not know anybody in Washington, but I heard that we had a chief of chaplains over the federal system in Washington. He was located in the Pentagon. I mean, this little Missouri boy, I'd never even been to the Pentagon before, you know. Went in there and found his office number and everything, went up in the elevator to his floor, and when I walked through the front door, there was a lady sitting behind a big round desk, and I introduced her as who I was and what I'd come to do. And she said, do you have an appointment? And I said, no. And she said, okay, give me a minute. Within 5 minutes, I was sitting down at the desk with him. And I learned that day that that's exactly where I should have gone. Because, you see, there is what is called the trickle-down theory in the prison ministry. New rehabilitation programs start on the federal level because they have more money to work. If they're successful, they trickle down into the state and then into the county and then into the city jails. That's how it works. So if I would have gone to a state prison, I would probably have just been in a state prison. But because I started on the federal level, and all of this was by God's design, I still get shivers just thinking about it. Because I started on the federal level, what happened is he said, I'm going to give you a letter that you can use to get into any federal prison in America. And he said, I'm going to send a letter to all of my chaplains asking them to cooperate. I mean, this is the first time I ever met the man, you know. It was just like God was pulling all the strings, because he was. And so that's my story. And I started on the federal level and started trickling down into the state and into the county. And today we're in all 50 states plus all five of the territories. And we are in many nations overseas. We, by faith, believe that we have been able to help people get over whatever the problem was that took them to prison in the first place. We know that for a fact. We've had them tell us and write us and all this stuff. So perhaps the greatest story that happened to us was the baptism of Emmanuel Noriega, the dictator of Panama. I was privileged to be a part of his conversion story. And we also build baptistries here for our prisons. We have a baptistry shop out back. So we provided the baptistry for him, and he was baptized into Christ. And when he got out of prison, of course, he was extradited back to Panama, and he lived with his daughter until he died. And the people in Panama have told us that he was faithful to Christ all the way. Of course, his daughter was nothing to be ashamed of. She was an awesome Christian. She made sure that he kept his walk with the Lord going. She actually served as my interpreter when I would witness to him. Can you imagine sitting there talking to your daughter and your daughter talking to you about sin? Your need to be freed from your sin. I mean, this is coming from your daughter. So, yes, that is probably the greatest. Of course, they're all great, you know, from the least to the most. In Korea, several of the prisons I went to, the correctional officers would say, "Did you bring us any Bibles today?" And I say, "Yes, I did." "Oh, we'll help you bring them in." So they'd go out to the Jeep and we'd unload them and they'd bring them in. But we learned later in some of these prisons that they were using them for toilet tissue. They didn't have toilet tissue for the prisoners. I was so angry, because that was our money. You know, we had been buying those out of our money. I went straight to the prison. The warden was a friend of mine. And I said, "Is this true?" And he said, "Yes, it's true." And I vowed I would not put another Bible in a prison for this reason. See, I just, out of anger, I just did that. And then it came about that I got a letter from a Chinese man in there who had been going to the restroom and started reading the toilet tissue. And he read the first chapter of 1 John, and it convinced him. It was all about the Lord being love, you know. And he had never heard anything like this before, that the Lord was love. He had always heard that the Lord was angry and punished people. And he said, "Brother Joe, would you please, this is all the paper I have. Would you please bring me a Bible?" And I thought, well, I'll do it. So I took him a Bible, and that man, when he was released, can you believe this? He had been a prisoner, and they made him the night security guard on a Bible college campus. That was his story. He gave his whole life to the Lord, and he was just one of the best nighttime watchmen that they'd ever had. That's why it's important, because they need to realize that in God's eyes, there's somebody.
And a terrific job on the editing, production, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Joe Garman for sharing his story. He's the founder of American Rehabilitation Ministries, otherwise known as ARM or ARM. And you can find out more about them at armmin.org, armmin.org. They domestically minister to 1.8 million people who are incarcerated in America's over 1,500 state and federal prisons. And that story of that Chinese man, an American, bringing the Bible to a Chinese man who was using it as toilet paper, read that one piece of paper, from there came to God. The story of Joe Garman, the story of how God moved him to serve the least of these, here on Our American Stories.
Hit play and feel the real with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds. Breakthrough immersive audio makes all your music feel more natural than ever by taking it out of your head and placing it just in front of you. Like listening without wearing earbuds at all. and the high-fidelity audio and world-class noise cancellation are tailored to your ears only. So everything's personalized and hits just as it should. Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds. Dive in deeper at Bose.com/iHeart.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or have never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal, to find long-lasting love. Bachelor in Paradise premieres Thursday, 9, 8 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
Inspired by Ubisoft's famous video game series Assassin's Creed and its new game Assassin's Creed Mirage, Echoes of History Baghdad Soundwalks explores the streets of Baghdad during the golden age of the Abbasid Caliphate. Hosts Professor Ali Alomi of the Head on History podcast and Dina Hassani will take you on a walk across the streets of 9th century Baghdad and dive into the lives of 10 historical characters featured in Assassin's Creed Mirage. New episodes weekly. Listen to Echoes of History Baghdad Soundwalks on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're at a place you just discovered. And being an American Express Platinum card member with Global Dining Access by Resy helped you score tickets to quite the dining experience.
Oh, okay, chef.
You're looking at something you've never seen before, much less tasted. After your first bite, you say, nothing, because you're speechless. See how to elevate your dining experiences at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Don't live life without it. Terms apply.
Introducing Uber Teen Accounts, an Uber account for your teen with always-on enhanced safety features. Teens can request a ride when you can't take them. You'll get real-time notifications along the way. Teens can feel a sense of independence. You can follow their entire route on a live tracking map. Teens will get assigned the top-rated drivers.
Thank you.
You will get peace of mind. Add your teen to your Uber account today. Available in select locations. See app for details.